thank you very much for the question. I will give a general response to your questions, and then I'll give the floor to the expert members of the delegation to complement the points that I make. As you have just heard, the head of state, His Excellency Mr. Félix Antoine Tshisekedi Tshilombo, has spearheaded a campaign for positive masculinity and equality for women, and we've seen that in the guise for having, for the first time in our country's history, a female prime minister. And women make up more than 30% of the members of the government. So we have a very visible level of participation in the government, and women occupy key decision-making posts and ministerial posts, sovereign posts. The Minister for Foreign Affairs is, for example, a woman, and it is she who participates in international negotiations. So women's role and place is very clear in international negotiations and diplomatic relations. With regards to measures that can be taken to protect women and to encourage women to stand as candidates in elections, this year, the head of state called upon all party leaders to ensure 50% female candidates in their electoral lists in the scheduled elections. Any electoral list that has parity, 50% men, 50% women on it, will be excused from having to pay the electoral fee. And that is one way of seeking to encourage and induce parties to put forward more female candidates. I think there have been real positive evolutions when it comes to women's participation in politics. We, for example, see that with decision-making roles and decision-making posts in the government, our administration is structured in such a way where you have a director general and then several deputy director generals, and this holds true for the parastatal sector as well, where, for example, you have a male director general, then automatically the vice director general or deputy director general needs to be a woman, and vice versa, where you have a female director general, then the deputy director general needs to be a man. And that's one step we have taken to ensure gender equality in leadership and decision making roles. I will now turn to my colleagues to flesh out the detail.